Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. This week I'm recording from the beautiful city of Auckland, New Zealand. And today I want to share a message entitled, On a Mission with Jesus. John 4:46-54 says, Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son who was close to death. Unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, Sir, come down before my child dies. Go, Jesus replied, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. Whilst he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, Your son will live. So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign that Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Friends, a key message of this passage is that Jesus was and is on a mission to reach all those who don't yet know him. And we can participate in this mission with him by looking out for people in crisis or need, by telling our stories, by making connections, and by declaring the promises of God. All of us face crises at different times in our lives. We've all found ourselves in that place where we have little or no hope, too few resources, and frankly, we're out of ideas as to how to bring about the breakthrough that we're desperately seeking. Big or small, we can't seem to affect the change that we need within our own strength. We're crying out for a miracle, and in the absence of a miracle, a sign from God that he's simply still there. I found that turning up at the time of the greatest crisis is powerful. Because that's when people know that you care and are most open to witnessing God's love through your simple act of just turning up. And that's what Jesus did here. He turned up right in the middle of a terrible crisis. The second way that we can mission alongside Jesus is to tell our stories. Remember, the only miracle prior to this was the turning of water into wine. There'd been no healing the blind or making the lame to walk, no demons cast out, no walking on water, and no raising Lazarus from the grave. There'd only been one miracle prior to this. So what caused the official to leave his child and journey to find Jesus? It seems likely, perhaps even probable, that someone had told this story and the man had heard it. Someone must have told the story about Jesus turning water into wine at the home of another prominent local official. And it seems likely that the royal official in the passage had heard the story of the first miracle that Jesus performed, then grasped onto it and traveled to find Jesus. The telling of the story here is important. Every one of us as believers has stories to tell. We don't need theological training to tell stories of the goodness of God. We simply need a touch from or an encounter with God to be able to tell the stories of how and where God has transformed our lives. Telling those stories brings hope to others. Telling our stories is one of the most compelling ways to join in the Great Commission with Jesus. The third way we can mission alongside Jesus is to be connectors. We can all be connectors to someone somewhere somehow. Making connections can be the simple things that opens people up to meet with Jesus who can meet their need and revolutionize their world, their lives, their families, futures. But the connection, while small and seemingly insignificant, can sometimes be massively powerful. One of the most powerful ways of building connections that I've experienced all over the world is simply by asking people, and sometimes across unspoken divides, what is your name? Many times I've seen the simple act of asking a person their name literally turn into a salvation moment or something else extremely significant. And the final way that we can mission alongside Jesus in this passage is to declare the promises of God. On meeting this man and seeing his desperation, Jesus spoke these incredibly powerful words. He simply said, Go, your son will live. Because of the words that Jesus spoke, the boy was healed. And then salvation came to the man's entire household. When we as believers in Christ proclaim the name of Jesus and the promises of God, we have the privilege of creating a space in which God can move. When we pray with people and declare his promises, we bring the power of God into people's situations. Just as the simple act of turning up is powerful, so too is the act of declaring the promises of God. Declaring the promises of God, both through the written promises and through the retelling of the stories of our experiences and of the nature and the goodness of God, release faith and hope into people in their times of crisis. The final beautiful reality of this story for me is that Jesus simply met the man where he was, and so it is for us. Whilst the royal official went out to find Jesus, Jesus also walked towards him. So friends, let's actively look for ways this week to look out for people in crisis or need, to tell our stories, to make connections, and to declare the promises of God.
Amen.